Did they really get their teeth in just 24 hours? Did they even look or feel natural? These questions answered now by real patients, and make sure to stick around to the end for answers about the price.
When did the first bill come in? Walk me through your smile reveal appointment before you saw your teeth for the very first time. How did it feel that you were back there just 24 hours later?
24 hours later, and I was actually back.
You're back.
I went to the back. They had all came in, and the doctor put my teeth in and made sure my bite and everything was feeling okay. But my anxiety was like, I need to see. Like, I was doing like, I was like, well, it feel good. So when everyone lined up and came in a room, I was like, oh my, I was like, this is it. What about your experience?
You know, whenever I got there and we went in there and it was 24 hours, I was shocked. And the biggest thing that I was shocked about was 24 hours and what they had put in my mouth.
Unbelievable.
I guess to your brain, it's a foreign substance.
Right.
Even though it's where the stuff you were born with is or was, mm-hmm. It's still foreign. So your brain is telling you, what is there? What is that?
Right.
Well, you know, how do I use it? What am I supposed to do with it? Get this out of there. And a lot of people you'll talk that they make a lot of saliva and stuff like that. It's because your brain doesn't know what to do with what they put in your mouth. And that was my thoughts on it before I flipped the mirror around and stuff was, why is this all happening?
Right.
Because it never happened before. I wasn't really concerned about whether it looked good or not because I was trying to figure out how to use it, even though they'd only been in there like a minute or so.
Right.
I was like, how am I going to use these? If I can't use them, what use are they? You know, they're no good to me. So I was a little concerned about that. And they walked me through it, and they took care of that anxiety also.
Did you find yourself like trying to see if you could bite and chew?
I was afraid I was going to break them.
Yeah, I had that thought too.
I would get Tiffany to give me her finger so I could practice how hard I could bite or practice how much pressure you put. She didn't really like that idea very much. So.
I can imagine. Yeah, I loved it. Just the feel and everything. I was like, these feel really natural. I was like, I can get used to this.
Your new teeth are in.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about turning that little mirror around and look at yourself for the first time.
Emotions, running, adrenaline just high. Everyone came in and stood around. And me and my mom had a little pack. I was like, if it don't look right, look down when I look at you. And when I flipped that mirror around, I was like, they did it. They did it. I was like, no, they did it. They did it. And from there, oh my God, I told my mom, I was like, I don't even think I looked at her. I cried so ugly. I told my family, I was like, y'all could have told me that I cried like that. But it was the best feeling ever. What about your experience?
So I didn't have the my girlfriend just broke up with me and now she's dating my brother ugly crying stuff, but
so
I might have had a tear come down my face. My sister came over, and Tiffany was there, and all these people. And of course, even though I hadn't spent a whole lot of time there, they acted like they knew me. Like
right.
We had Christmas dinner together and stuff.
Exactly.
So they're all in the room, and I flipped that mirror around, and I was like, this is great. This is going to be all right. And they were all clapping and stuff.
Right.
And so I'm still 6 months later. I can do anything I want with
right.
it, you know? So I've been extremely impressed with whenever I first saw them till today. Still, so it's gotten to where I don't even, they're a part of me now, like breathing.
Exactly.
I don't even think that they're not, like they're a prosthetic. So talk about how it was getting used to those teeth once they got in, because everything was different.
Yep.
And it's been changing ever since. So
once I got them in, Ricky, I felt like I was a new me immediately. I wanted to go take pictures. I found myself in the mirror just talking to myself. I was like, hey, this is a new me. So I found myself in the mirror just singing so I could try and learn how to, because I don't know if it was with you, but my speech was a little different after that. So I was like trying to pronounce my words and making sure that everything sounded normal. But I was in the mirror just cheesing like a little guinea pig. I was excited. I was happy. So that was my main thing, was just making sure I get used to this new me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my experience.
What did your family and friends, what did they think about what you had done? Because some people may not even have noticed, but the people you were close to,
right,
you know there's something different about you. What was their reaction to it?
OMG, my kids, my brothers, everybody was so amazed. Like 24 hours, you gave me a brand new set of teeth, a brand new me. And they loved it. And that was the best feeling ever, to see me happy and then to see how their reaction was. I mean, it was beautiful. Everyone was so happy that I was happy. And just to be able to see that new view delivered in 24 hours, and I had teeth in my mouth that looked natural.
Right.
So that to me was a mind-blowing experience. So how did you start getting used to your new teeth?
So once I got them and we left, I was real giddy, you know, like real giddy. And you're trying to figure out, okay, you're used to not smiling.
Right.
Then you got to figure out how to talk.
Exactly.
But it wasn't hard. Like, I was talking from the get-go. Like, whenever we came out of the deal and we took pictures before I left Nuvia, the Keller location, it was, I felt comfortable talking, speaking.
Right.
And then after that, I'd be in my truck and I'd just sing to the radio. And I would videotape me singing. Because I was afraid that, okay, I'm talking to you right now, but what if there's something else that I'm not able to say?
Mm-hmm.
So as I was singing, my tongue was doing different things in different places, and I was learning where to place it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really helped speed up the process of my brain and my mouth working together. I've always had a problem with my mouth speaking before my brain gets through with the thought. So now I had to learn of how to, my brain thinking and my mouth working at the same time. So, but yeah, it was great. And my wife and everybody else, they were like, those look amazing. And, of course, you know, I was taking pictures and sending them to people, and I only had a few people that, you know, you've always got somebody. And
exactly.
They're like, oh, I'll just have to get used to that. You know, I'll have to get used to it. And I was like,
right.
You know, in 6 months, you're not even going to remember.
Exactly.
And I went to a birthday party, and I'm sitting there and I'm at a restaurant, and one of the girls, she looks at me and she goes, oh my gosh. She goes, your teeth are just beautiful. Do you get that all the time? And of course, I didn't say, you know, because I don't have like a little patch or anything that says Nuvia on them. You know, they don't bedazzle that in my teeth. So, and I will certainly, the reason you do this is because you want it to feel like it's your teeth.
Exactly.
And they do such a great job that I've had this happen several times, and they didn't even know that they weren't real.
Yep.
And I didn't tell them. You know, I said, thank you very much. I appreciate that, you know, or I just changed the subject. But it was nice that you can be as close as me and you in a restaurant.
Exactly.
And they don't even know
exactly
that you had this done for people that aren't that close to you.
Yeah.
So
I totally agree with you. And I'm while you're speaking, Rick, I'm just thinking, like, it was time before that I took pictures. But when I go back and look at my previous photos, I didn't smile where I didn't show my teeth. Now, when I take pictures, oh, I want to be in the front. Mm-hmm. It's like, look at me. It's just a good feeling.
Right.
But humbling, but a good feeling to finally just be able to be the best you.
Right.
So I love that.
So like in my case, when people would compliment me and stuff, I also figured out that a lot of people, even though you see them a lot, because you didn't smile, they didn't really notice that you right. didn't have teeth. So then now that you have them, you know, they think it's nothing happened. So in your situation, you've got a lot of compliments because your teeth are very, very beautiful. What was your reaction when people would tell you? Did you tell them?
It depends on you. I mean, like, of course, family, immediate family knew, but like I had coworkers, some of them, you know, I told or shared with them, and they was like amazing. And then to hear that it was 24 hours, so yeah, some people I would just tell them, and then my husband had to tell me, you don't have to tell them that. I was like, oh, okay. But I just became to grow to just appreciate the compliment and just say thank you. How was your experience with the soft food diet?
Well, you know what? I was really glad that we didn't really have to be on a liquid diet like you hear so much about. It was more of the soft food diet such as you described. It was fantastic. I could eat after a few days of getting used to using my teeth and my mouth. You know, I could eat meatloaf and fish and stuffed salmon and potatoes and all kinds of stuff. So
exactly.
I was pretty happy with that. A lot of people think that that's all you're going to do for 10 months.
Right.
From these other places that you go to is eat, is just drink your food. And that's not the case at all with Nuvia.
Not at all.
And with the protein and the instructions they give you, it helps your mouth heals very quickly. So it wasn't anything that was life changing. Right. I was pretty happy that nothing really changed in my life on that. After that, I was on the soft food diet. Probably on day 10, I was eating, you know, the salmon and things like that. Then I would kind of gradual
test the waters.
Test the waters, increase my limits until we get to my 4-month checkup.
Right.
And basically, you could probably test because you know how your teeth are,
because
they're in your mouth. But that's the whole concept of the 4-month checkup is just to make sure that everything is solid in there. But, you know, after that, will they give you the go-ahead and you can go out and eat steak or whatever, even if it's not even a good cooked steak, but, you know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be in
pretty
fear.
Much, I'm thinking I did a lot of soups, and then my mind was like, oh my God, you're not going to be able to eat for 2 months. I got to be on a soft diet. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat soup. I'm eating the soup. And then when, like, the first week or two, I stepped on the scale and I realized I was losing weight, which I needed. So I ended up doing that process, losing 60 pounds. So I was like, okay, let's keep this going. So that's how I actually trained my brain to just accept the soft food diet and eating and finding the food that works for me where I wasn't starving myself. I was still able to eat, whether it be, like you said, mashed potatoes or fish, something that was really soft, and I'm still feeling, you know, I'm eating, I'm not starving, and I'm losing weight. How cool was that?
So, Sharonda, you know, a lot of people, one of the biggest questions that we get on the social media pages and stuff is about price and payments and things like that. How are you handling that? Did Nuvia have good finance options or pay in full options and things like that?
Absolutely. And that was definitely a concern when I thought about the factor of, you know, how would I be able to afford this? If I could afford it, what options were available for me? So, yeah, once I found out it wasn't covered by my insurance, and that was a little shocking.
Coming up,
they provided you a affordable monthly payment.
Yes.
Or they also offer a pay up front in full.
Yep.
Luckily, I had some help with that and stuff. When did the first bill come in?
So it would have been the following month.
So it was a whole month afterwards.
Correct.
Which gave you time to prepare.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely, I'm still thinking in the back of my mind, making sure I keep this in the budget so that we can afford it and do what I need to do to be able to pay for the financing.
Stay tuned for episode 5, where Ricky and Sharana talk about the price and if it was all worth it.